High school seniors are graduating without ceremonies as the coronavirus pandemic continues to disrupt daily life. As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, without that rite of passage, community members around Rochester are pulling together to help graduates celebrate the end of one journey and the start of the next.
Adrian Jones graduated as the valedictorian of Edison Tech High School within the Rochester City School District, but he wasn't able to give his speech in front of his fellow classmates. By the time graduation came around, the ceremony was canceled.
You know, at the beginning, it's the whole college process, so everything's kind of hectic and crazy. And then when it's finally over, you know, you expect for all the fun stuff about senior year to start rolling in, and everything just came to a halt.
When the coronavirus reached Rochester, school buildings closed and classes went online. Jones says that he worked two jobs while keeping up with his studies. Virtual classes, he says, allowed him enough flexibility to balance school and work. This coming fall, he plans to attend Kent State University. It was a decision, he says, he had to navigate mostly alone.
It was just stressful not knowing what I wanted to do and like where I was going. And with everything happening, it was hard to find people to help.
Sidani Williams is a restorative justice counselor with the Center for Youth. Around April, she says she started organizing a community project to match graduating high school seniors with senior fairies, or adults who would give gifts to each senior.
I wanted to show some appreciation as a community. I think it was a great way for the community to come together, you know, celebrate them, because there was so much going on with COVID, and that's all the talk was, to the point where, you know, seniors felt like they were forgotten.
Around 320 seniors have been ferried, Williams says. Jones says his senior fairy gave him about half of what was on his dorm checklist, which was more than he was expecting.
A lot of people, you know, they don't have the means to, you know, get what they want to get for college. Their main concern is just paying to go. So to have the luxury of somebody being able to help you out and get you with things, I think is really good.
Williams says that with all that's been going on, it was time for something uplifting.
Even though we're in the middle of a pandemic, and even in a pandemic, we can come together and we can do something positive.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.